Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm broadcasting from WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama today ahead of the special Senate election tomorrow. Former President Obama has reportedly recorded a robocall for Doug Jones, the Democrat in the race to fill Attorney General Jeff Sessions' Senate seat. And President Trump has recorded a robocall for Republican Roy Moore, who has been dogged by accusations of sexual misconduct with teenagers back in the 1970s. Let's bring in Andrew Yeager, who's a host and reporter here at WBHM in Birmingham and has been covering this race. Hi, Andrew.
It's great to be with you.
And Roy Moore did an interview with the TV program Voice of Alabama Politics yesterday where he denied knowing the women who have accused him of unwanted touching when they were teenagers and he was in his 30s. Let's listen.
I did not know them. I had no encounter with them. I never molested anyone. And for them to say that, I don't know why they're saying it, but it's not true.
Another denial from Roy Moore. This has been a big part of this race. Where does this race stand now?
Well, this race right now is pretty much as close as you can get. We've seen polling, generally speaking, in the days after the allegations came out. You had Roy Moore take a hit, but he seems to have crawled back to, in some polls, with a lead. I think the average generally shows Roy Moore with a couple of points lead, but it's oftentimes within the statistical margin of error. So it really is, you know, neck and neck, as close as it can be.
Now, he has not been on the campaign trail really for almost a week. He didn't go to church yesterday. What is his strategy?
Well, this is a candidate who is not like any other candidate. His campaign staff say we're using social media, we're getting the word out, but he's just not doing that in the traditional way. He does have an event scheduled for this evening in South Alabama with former Trump strategist Steve Bannon.
Right.
So he does have that on the schedule. But yeah, Roy Moore, he is such a such a personality, such a figure that he can kind of campaign just on that alone. And at least in the past, has been successful without having that traditional campaign approach.
Let's listen to Doug Jones, the Democrat here. Here he is campaigning on Saturday outside of the historic Brown Chapel AME Church in Selma.
This campaign has got the wind of its back because we are bringing people together from all across the state. We have gotten thousands of volunteers because we care about issues that we have in common, not issues that are dividing us.
What's the Doug Jones strategy going into this race?
I think the Doug Jones strategy is what you heard there in that clip, the idea that I can be a candidate that brings people together, because even before these allegations came out against Roy Moore, he was a divisive figure. He'd been kicked off the state Supreme Court twice before, so he had some baggage to begin with. And so Doug Jones has to be that voice, or is trying to be that voice, to say to disaffected Republicans, people who don't like Roy Moore, I can be an acceptable alternative, and that's why you should send me to the Senate.
How big of a deal is it, though, for disaffected Republicans that Doug Jones is pro-choice? We've heard a lot of people say that abortion is a very important issue to them here.
It's huge. I think in terms of social issues, that's probably the single biggest factor. I've been in conversation with a number of conservative voters, right-leaning voters, who clearly do not like Roy Moore, do not want to vote for Roy Moore, but they are troubled by the fact that Doug Jones is a supporter of abortion rights. I've heard a couple of people say to me, you know, I could vote for Doug Jones with a clear conscience if he were pro-life. So yeah, that's a significant factor in this race.
Now, Doug Jones has brought in a number of Democrats from around the country to campaign for him. We mentioned the robocall from President Obama. This is New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, an African-American Democrat in the Senate, campaigning for Jones yesterday.
Get the politics for a second. Alabama needs help with more infrastructure dollars.
Yes,
Alabama
right,
needs help
right here,
with more expanding broadband in this state. Alabama needs help for public education in this state. You, whatever senator you send down there, send somebody that the Republicans are going to work with and the Democrats are going to work with.
There's clearly a strategy on the part of the Jones campaign to try to boost African-American support and turnout in this state.
Well, if Doug Jones is going to win, they have to do that. African-American voters are about a quarter of the electorate. And yeah, if Doug Jones is going to win, he has to get them to the polls. And we've seen some reporting over the last couple of weeks that questions whether or not there's an enthusiasm gap that you're seeing enough African Americans who traditionally vote Democratic will actually go out and vote on December 12th in the midst of the holiday season in just a special election when there's nothing else on the ballot. So clearly, this last couple of days, a move by the Jones campaign to try to reach those voters and get them to actually make that step to go to the polls.
What's the get out the vote strategy for Roy Moore's campaign? Who does he need to turn out?
Well, he needs to turn out a lot of rural conservative voters. That's where his base is. That's typically where he does best.
That's what he did in the primary.
He needs those voters. And sort of the conventional wisdom with Roy Moore is that he has this core group, this core constituency that is with him no matter what. But at the same time, he also tends to perform less well than other Republicans statewide. So he's got to get his core supporters out, particularly in rural areas, and hope that there aren't enough moderate Republicans that will vote for Doug Jones.
There was a 2011 interview that surfaced over the weekend in which Moore called for getting rid of every amendment after the 10th. That would include the 14th Amendment guaranteeing citizenship and equal rights to former slaves, and the 19th Amendment giving women the right to vote. Are these kinds of things being talked about, or is this something just the national media is looking back at this old interview and nobody here cares?
There's certainly people here who do care about that. I'm sure. I think the bigger issue is we're 24 hours away from this election, and I think many people have made up their minds, and so the idea that one more detail, one more forgotten interview will swing that many people, I think, it may just be white noise at this point.
All right. I want to listen to one more piece of tape. This is Alabama's senior senator, Richard Shelby. He said yesterday that he understood why President Trump endorsed Roy Moore, but he couldn't do the same. He wrote in another Republican's name.
I tell you what, there's a time, we call it a tipping point, and I think so many accusations, so many cuts, so many drip, drip, drip. When it got to the 14-year-old story, that was enough for me. I said, I can't vote for Roy Moore.
Andrew, how big a deal is that?
I think it's pretty notable. I think, one, it allows Republicans sort of permission to not vote for Roy Moore. But also, you've seen Doug Jones seize on those comments, and he has ads out, online ads using those words. And to have your senior Republican senator not supporting your Republican candidate, that's pretty significant.
This is obviously a very busy time here in Alabama. And in our last 2 minutes, we are joined by a surprise guest here, Virginia Martin, who's the lead news editor of Birmingham Watch. Virginia, we've just been talking about all of the different aspects of this race, but where do you see it standing right now?
I really think it's too close to call at this point. Your polls have been up a few here, down a few there, all within the margin of error, which is usually huge on this race.
And what do you think that this attention has done for Alabama? Has this been good or bad?
No, nothing good. I don't think this has done anything good for Alabama. I think it's just sort of underlined the redneck country folks who marry off their 14-year-olds and...
What are you going to be watching for tomorrow?
Turnout. I think anybody would say that. Turnout in Jefferson County, for one, because Jefferson
County— That's
where
Birmingham is.
That's where Birmingham is. And Jefferson County leans the most Democratic in races like this. So if you don't see a lot of people at the polls in certain areas, then it is not good for Doug Jones.
And what do you think about the role that President Trump has played in this race? Has that been important to voters?
I think it has, to an extent. But they seem to also have a love for Trump and a love for Moore in separate boxes, almost. Mm. And one of the things, I know that there are a lot of people who would say absolutely nothing bad about Roy Moore, but one of the problems we have had trying to interview people is that the ones who are, big Moore supporters still start out with, he did this, but... Mm-hmm. I have to still support him. They still start out with his deficits, and I'm not exactly sure why.
Well, we'll have to see what happens if Moore is elected, whether these stories continue to dog him in these allegations. That's Virginia Martin, lead news editor of Birmingham Watch, and Andrew Yeager, host and reporter here at WBHM in Birmingham. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks for having us.